join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Faith Friends by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
But when you're in crisis, yeah, you right. need somebody who believes God.
Right.
You need somebody who's going to pray with some power and some authority, not just procedural prayers.
Oh, that's good right there.
Can I tell you this?
That's good.
When I was fighting coronavirus and I knew the spirit of death was trying to grip me and all, and by the time I made that post, I told you I felt like the folks on the ship that Jonah was on. Whoever you believe in, call on your God, okay? But by the time I put that post out. But I know I needed some people to pray for me.
Right.
And I knew needed some people who can pray in faith.
Right.
I didn't need anybody praying, well, Father, thank you for the ministry of Bishop Herbert Bailey.
If it be thy will.
And if it be thy will, thank you that he's done a good work. Mm-hmm. And Lord, if it be thy will, might if thou heal him. No, ain't no if it be thy will.
No, yeah. Yeah.
Don't give me no religious stuff. Pray with some authority.
Right.
Pray with confidence. And we know this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth
right.
us.
Right. That's good. That's good.
Go ahead.
Check this out. He made, going back to the 17th verse, he said he made it known. I think about this time.
That's good.
When people come up for prayer, they want to be vague.
I used to say in the church, you used to go to unspoken request.
Unspoken? What is an unspoken
request? What is an unspoken request?
What is an unspoken request?
Well, what you bring it to me for?
Well, you have to have enough confidence and have to have enough, let's say, faith vulnerability. If that ever...
And you can have that kind of vulnerability with a faith friend.
With a faith friend. But he made it known. And if you can't tell someone what you believe in God for, then they're not your faith friend.
Oh, that's good. Now, that's good, right? Say that again.
If you can't tell someone what you believe in God for, they are not your faith friend.
They may be a fun friend.
Right.
But come on, when you got a faith friend, you can lay it out. You can lay your crazy dreams.
Right. Crazy dreams.
Your visions that's beyond what eyes have seen and ears have heard that have not entered the heart. You can share that with them
right.
because they are a faith friend.
Right. Because when you was battling with COVID-19, that's what I had around me. Faith friends. That when it didn't look good that day, I didn't have to qualify. You know, sometimes you're in ministry, you got to qualify. Well, you know, I believe God, and this is what the word says before they beat you with the word. Mm. You know, it's like, I already know, you know. And so anybody I realize I have to qualify, or if they scolded me for sharing the facts of the matter, because sometimes people who think they're very spiritual, you don't even talk about the facts. But we need to know the facts, because we need to bring the facts under subjection to the word of God.
Amen.
And so, you know, I have people that, I mean, there's some sisters, and they're not even in the same state. One was in the same state, and I just called them, and they just went in to God. They prayed right. They didn't pray later.
Right then and there.
Right then and there. They went into the throne room.
That's what you were saying earlier. You know, you tell some people, I need to pray with them. And you say, okay, I'll be praying for you.
No, they prayed.
And you don't know if they prayed at all.
Right. And I had to be able to say, look, this is what's going on. This is what things look like. This is what's going on in his body. This is what I need to change. And I need this to happen now. And they went in.
Now, let me piggyback off that to make this point to you. If you want to know how to be a good faith friend, that's a good example right there. Someone said, well, you know, I'm going through such and such. I need you praying with me about something. Okay, girl, I'll be praying with you. No.
Pray right now.
Let's pray right now. Okay, what is it we need God to do? Okay, let's pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up and I agree with my sister, agree with my brother, such and such and such and such. And you pray right. That's how you can be a good faith friend.
Right. And then you also see in the scripture that Daniel wasn't held hostage to his friends because they prayed. A good faith friend won't remind you, girl, I was there for you last week, you know, or I, you know, they pray for you and they keep it moving.
Oh, now see, here's another thing. Daniel went in with the king. Mm. The rest of them didn't go in with the king.
Right.
Oh, you the one got the order with the king. Pray for yourself.
Good, yeah.
Or I tell you what, we'll pray with you if you can take us to meet the king too.
Right, right. Drop our names. You know, let us.
This was bigger. You know, it was bigger than all. It wasn't about personal ambition. It ain't about having an audience. As a matter of fact, I'm sure Daniel didn't even want to have an audience with the king in this situation.
So your faith friends aren't in competition with you.
That's good. Your faith friends are not in competition with you. Man, this is some good stuff here.
That's some good stuff.
Those verses from the New Living Translation, Daniel 2, 17, 18. It says, then Daniel went home and told his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, what had happened. He urged them to ask the God of heaven to show them his mercy by telling them the secret so they would not be executed along with the other wise men of Babylon. Now, I looked at this, honey. Esther also had some faith friends.
She did.
Another person who ended up in crisis. Mm-hmm. Or she wasn't going to be in crisis because she could have been just incog Hebrew. Okay? She could have been. She tried to be incog Hebrew. Mm. In other words, not let anybody know that she was. I know she was pretty and everything, and the king liked me, but he didn't know that she was one of the Jews.
Right.
Because who was the other person? Who's the person who tried to have the Jews exterminated?
Haman.
Haman. Haman had put out a decree and a trick, and we're going to have all the Jews exterminated, just like Pharaoh tried to do. Mm-hmm. Just like Hitler tried to do. Okay? Right. And it says, but then Esther 4, 15, 16, Mordecai, her uncle, said, listen, girl, you got an audience with the king, and you need to understand this is bigger than you being cute and pretty and just talking about you the king's new wife. You have an audience with the king, and it's bigger than you. It's about blessing other people and helping other people. That's why God put you in this position of influence. That's why God's given you this audience. That's why God put you in this proximity to have the ear of this man in authority. And he said, now you need to go in and intercede on behalf of your people. Esther 4, 15 and 16. Then Esther bade them return Mount Mordecai this answer. Esther 4, 15 and 16. It says, then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me. Do you have friends who would fast for you? And fast for me, neither eat nor drink 3 days. Wait, hold up now. Yes, because you need to fast on me.
Fast.
I need to fast.
Serious.
3 days. Now, listen, I got you for 3 minutes, 3 hours. You want me not eat for 3 days? Now, I wasn't, you know, you got to work up to a fast. Can't just be popping no fast on somebody like this. I got planned this fast. He's like, I need for the next 3 days. Neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. They wasn't going to 6 o'clock. Wow. I also, my maiden, will fast likewise. So will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. It's not talking about the law of Moses. It's talking about his law. And if I perish, I perish. So I wrote a question here. Do you have friends who will fast with you? Man, I'm in a crisis. I need you to go on this fast with me. Okay? Not work up to a fast, but I can say, listen, I'm going to be going on a fast. I need you to fast with me. So we're talking about kind of the faith friends who will go in with you. You said, right. Like, go in.
Go in.
Who will go in with you, even to fast if necessary. Peter and John. Say Acts 4, 17 through 23. Peter and John had some faith friends. Okay? The context is they're going to the temple. And I wrote it in my notes. They're going to the temple, and there's a man there begging. And Peter and John said, look on us. There's so much in that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Look on us. He didn't say, look at us. He said, look on us. They believed it was something on them that could bring deliverance to that man.
Jesus.
Okay? Mm-hmm. He said, look. I know you're looking around. You're looking at other people. You're expecting money. But I need you to look on me. Look beyond who we are. I need you to see the anointing of God, the grace of God, the power of God that's on my life. Mm. And he told them, look on them. That the man got healed, and he got up. He was lame. He got healed, and he goes into the temple with them, jumping and leaping and praising God. And it wasn't even the Pentecostal church. You know, they wouldn't be doing no jumping and leaping. Run. They act like they're in the right direction, running around the church. We don't do that up in here. He goes to the temple, jumping and leaping and praising God. And religious folks got mad that the man got healed. And then they threatened them and tried to get them not to preach anymore, teach anymore in the name of Jesus. Let's pick up here at Acts 4, verse 17. We're going to go down to verse 23. And it says, but that is spread no further among the people. Let us straightly or immediately threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. Tell them, don't y'all talk about this Jesus anymore. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. Mm. But Peter and John, this is the same Peter who about in the last 2 months had denied Jesus when they even asked if he knew him, but now he's full of boldness, having received the Holy Ghost. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you, to listen and obey you more than unto God, you judge that. You figure that one out. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they threatened them one time. They said, listen, we're going to do what God said. They said, now listen, you need to understand. We ain't playing with y'all. So now they threatened them further. They let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. Here's verse 22. For the man was above 40 years old. Somebody, we know he was lame for 40 years, at least, on whom this miracle of healing was showed. Verse 23, and being let go, they went to their own company. They went to their faith friends.
Right.
And reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. Keep going if you would. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in that in them is. Keep going. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, here's what I want to get to. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak the word of God. Keep going. And by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child. They say, Lord, help us not to back up. Help us to dig in. Mm. Help us to do what the president does. Help us to double down. Glory to God. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And so the question I wrote, who can you go to when you're threatened by the enemy? Who will help you to double down and dig in and not back up and retreat?
That's good.
Who will say, listen, no, that's not going to happen to you. No, you're going to be all right. Who will it be that when you say they're about to fire me, who will give you a word to say they ain't going to fire you? No weapon formed against ye shall prosper. Get back in there.
Faith friends.
You need somebody who when you want to give up, gives you assurance. No, we can't give up now. They doubled down. They dug in. Not only that, let's keep going here. So who can you go to? I'm helping you evaluate who your faith friends are. Who can you go to when you're threatened by the enemy? Who will help strengthen you and reinforce to you and give you strength that no, come on. We're gonna keep on going. If God be for us, who can be against us? The greater one lives on the inside of us. No, come on. Thanks be to God that gives us the victory that you can go to get reinforced in your faith despite what things look like and despite the huffs and the puffs of the devil who's threatening to blow your house down. Who can you go to that now you can get reinforcements that no, we're going to keep on going.
Amen.
Okay? Let me show you another one. We'll be done here. Jesus also had faith friends. Jesus
himself
had faith friends. Okay? There are times he got alone, but there are times he had reinforcements with his faith friends. Look at Luke 8, verse 49 through 54. Jairus, the leader of the synagogue, Jesus was be on his way to his house to pray for his daughter. And on the way, the woman with the issue of blood steals the healing. Gets delivered. Jesus stops. He gives her whole testimony. And then Jesus finally goes on. But no, by the time he's finished with the woman with the issue of blood, they said, don't even bother. Don't even bother to send Jesus now. Your child's dead. Okay? But Jesus said, have faith. Your daughter, she'll still live. Let's pick up here Luke 8, verse 49. And while he yet spake, there cometh one of the ruler of the synagogue's house saying to him, your daughter is dead. Don't trouble. Don't even bother Jesus anymore. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him saying, fear not, believe only. One translation says, keep on believing. Keep on believing. Believe only. Don't let doubt contaminate your faith. Mm-hmm. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. He had just heard the woman with the issue of blood. The last words to her were, thy faith has made you whole. If you believe also, your daughter, she can be made whole. Verse 51, and when he came into the house, he suffered or allowed no man to go in except his faith friends. Peter, James, and John, the father and the mother of the maiden. And all these other people wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she's not dead, but she's sleeping. And these people supposedly were so distraught crying, now they went from crying to laughing. Verse 53, and they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And what did he do? He put them all out and he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, maid, rise. Now, the people who would have been at the house mm-hmm. of the daughter of the young girl who died were most likely family. The mother and father's mm-hmm. family yep. and friends.
Yeah. Yep.
Who else would be there?
Right.
They're in the house.
Right.
They're in the room where
right.
she is. Family and friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Jesus put those family and friends out. Because right now you don't just need family. You need faith family.
My goodness.
And now you don't just need friends. You need some faith friends. And they're not going to get the job done.
Right.
We got to get them out the room.
Right. Just because someone loves you or cares about you doesn't mean they're in faith for you.
Come on now. He put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, maid, arise. That tells me, with all the anointing that Jesus had, with all the power that he had in this situation, he needed faith in the room.
My goodness. This is so good.
Okay, I believe it's Mark 5, the Bible says when Jesus came to his own country and around his own people in Nazareth, he said he could not do many miracles there because of their unbelief. Mm. They despised him. And so Jesus said, if this miracle is going to come forth, I know these are your friends, but right now I need some faith friends.
Right.
I know these are your family, but I need your faith family here. I need people who are agreeing on the same thing, who are believing the same things, who are saying the same things, who believe that God can do the impossible,
yeah.
who believe that it's not over as long as God's word says it's not over,
right.
who believe that even though your beginning was small, your latter end shall greatly increase.
Mm-hmm.
Who believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. That even somebody who's dead, if you believe in God, you can live again.
Amen.
Come on, do you have those kind of friends?
Wow.
Or do you have people say that you're friend, but they only believe as far as what they can see in the natural?
Ooh.
Because there are times when you need people to say, no, my God, devil, you're a liar. God will turn this thing around. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, I don't need any talk to any pastor who believes the day of the mega church, the mini church, or any church is over. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell include a pandemic.
That's right.
The gates of hell include coronavirus.
Amen.
The gates of hell include anything that's trying to keep us from doing what the word says, which is not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
Mm.
That's the gates of hell.
Right.
So we need people who believe surely there's an end.
Right.
Our expectations will not be cut off.
Amen.
And so y'all, and I really believe that the reason why God's given me this to give to you to be rhetorical and to evaluate who your friends are. Now, I mean, watch this. I'm not saying to cut off people.
Right.
I'm not saying to to leave people alone and don't talk to people. You just got to know what category to put them in.
Right. Right.
You got to know who to have in the room when you need a miracle. Jesus loved all the disciples. He had 12 of them. But he only allowed a quarter of them in the room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He loved them all.
Right.
He was going to use them all. God had a plan for them all. But in this situation, they can't all be in the room.
Cannot all be in the room. Yep.
Come in to my room. You better watch what you let come in. You got to know who got the scriptures.
But check this out. I believe this time, this season that we're in, has given some of us the opportunity to see the people who we had around us, what's really in them.
Yeah.
And so now that you see what's really in them, now you know what category to put them in. And maybe before you had them as your faith friend, but they should be just a fun friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you're going into prayer with individuals who aren't qualified in the area of faith because they just don't walk by faith. They walk by sight. So this pandemic is a revealer.
Yeah.
As you listen to how they talk, watch their behavior, the ones you're talking to, like, hey, have you streamed? Girl, I don't know when the last time I streamed. I don't got time to sit around a computer. But you at the computer trying to get every word, because you believe that the word of God is precious and powerful. So why would I go to someone who won't feed on faith like you're feeding on faith and you need a breakthrough or you need a miracle?
It's kind of like when we were first, because the reason why I'm thinking about it, because I'm writing about a book that I'm writing right now. And I'm recalling various points in our lives that were pivotal regarding faith. But when we first came to South Carolina and we got ready to connect with another church before mm-hmm. we started pastoring. Then the Lord told us not to do that. But the assistant pastor of that church,
mm-hmm.
I said to him, he went to a particular Bible school, and I said mm-hmm. to him, I said, oh yeah, I said, well, praise. He said, well, I don't believe that stuff anymore. Right away, I knew if I was ever in a crisis, and it was going to be going to him, because the stuff he's saying he don't believe anymore was that you can still bind, you can still loose, that you can still speak a thing and it be decreed unto you. All the things that we faith people believe,
right.
I knew that he couldn't be a faith friend.
Right, right.
Whew, this is so good.
It's so good, yeah.
Because, again, I think this is good during this time For some of you, it's you're realizing you got friends. You just need another segment of friends.
Mm.
And some of you got to work on that.
You got to be deliberate here.
Got to be deliberate. Got to be intentional. I know you like to hang out. I know you like to have fun. I know you like to have laugh. But do you have people you can pray with?
Right. Let your faith friends be your faith friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, what happens is that you connect with someone spiritually, like, and it feels so good, and you're like, I'm going to bring them over here. But they may not mean to be over there.
They can be in that room, but not in this room.
Exactly. And so we're in this time that you say, okay, I'm going to be deliberate, and I'm just because someone prays all the time don't mean they're a person of faith. You know, they could be a person of religion. So you really have to evaluate, and we're giving you some guidelines here to evaluate who are my faith friends. And then you have to make that decision. You know, Jesus had to make that decision who came into the house, who did not come into the house, the room. And so you have to make a decision. Well, you know what? I can't be concerned about hurting people's feelings when I need a breakthrough. When we need a miracle.
This ain't personal, this is business.
It's business. And we experienced that when we was, you know, believing God, and we declare and decree even right now that Minister Angel is a walking, talking miracle.
Amen. Amen.
And this battle has not been a short battle.
Yeah.
It's been a battle. But we're seeing the hand of God move here. We're seeing miracles happen within it. We're seeing the doctors being confounded. But we were even strategic in how we went around doing that, because we called in intercessors. You know, we told
and even his wife early on. Mm-hmm. She said, "We said, well, you know, people want to know if they go see him." She said, "I need to know who's going to go see him."
She wanted to know,
and she wanted us to give her. Is it all right for this person to go?
Right.
She checked with us as the pastors.
Yeah.
Know what she was saying?
Yeah.
She said, are these people just going to spectate?
Yeah.
Are these
yeah.
people going to be in faith?
Because serious, right. Serious business. We
this
needed
is serious
a miracle.
Business.
It's not about somebody feeling important or somebody feeling like they're in the group.
What kind of friends do you have? Are they friends who bring you closer to Jesus or take you farther away? We all need faith friends who will walk with us through life, the good times and bad. In this series, Bishop Herbert Bailey and Dr. Marcia Bailey take time to explain what faith friends look like and why we need them in our lives. To order this series, call 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rdci.info. As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, Women's Bible study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at TheRDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.